Exclusive, Michael Walsh, Toxic Masculinity Needs a Lot More Praise Right Now. By Robert Krajicek on March 29, 2021. Toxic masculinity needs a lot more praise right now, said Michael Walsh, author of Last Stands, Why Men Fight When All Is Lost. As he lamented the feminization of men on Monday's edition of SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily with host Alex Marlowe, author of Breaking the News, Exposing the Establishment Media's Hidden Deals and Secret Corruption. Walsh warned that the undermining of masculinity, if unchecked, leads to a society's demise. We have lost masculinity in our contemporary masculine society, which has been completely feminized over the last 30, 40, 50 years, and the masculine virtues are now called toxic. And when you get to that position, you are in very, very bad trouble, Walsh determined. Walsh added, I was in the Soviet Union starting in 1986. I noticed something about that country that told me it was finished, which was that, to put it as bluntly and broadly as possible, every man was bribable, and every woman of a certain age and below was a hooker. And when you get to the point where your women are selling themselves to anybody who will take them because your men are so weak, your country is dead. Listen. Walsh highlighted the White House press corps as an example of what he described as the weakening of modern men relative to their generational predecessors. Walsh remarked, what we see now is not the press but just pure propaganda. Mostly women, I noticed that almost all the questioners were women yesterday. And I will leave that hanging out in the air for a moment. But if you contrast what a press conference was, say, under the sainted John F. Kennedy, and what that farce was yesterday, you will see how dramatically journalism has fallen from an independent feisty core of reporters asking factual questions. Male reporters, I might add, to these feminized, soft-voiced masked, what disgrace that is, women asking about feelings and talking about sob stories and apologizing in advance for the party you know they all vote for. Contemporary news media is often reflective of Soviet Union propaganda, Walsh noted, recalling his time behind the Iron Curtain as a foreign correspondent for Time magazine in the 1980s. He identified de facto hiring quotas at left-wing news media organization along lines of race, sex, and class. Walsh stated, I didn't get to Time magazine where I was the music critic and foreign correspondent for many years. Until 1981, so I had to spend a good almost 10 years in the boondocks, with Rochester's New York Democrat and Chronicle. And, nowadays, you go right to the White House if you're the right race, sex, class, blah blah blah. This is why I'm having acid flashbacks here at my old age to the 6 years I spent, on and off, behind the Iron Curtain, whether I was in East Berlin, the Warsaw Pact nations, or most often in the Soviet Union itself, Walsh added. This is what the Soviet Union press relationship looked like. If you thought the USSR was great, and many people do who were never there, by the way, you're living it, and it's going to get worse and worse and worse. You have no check on an administration that is palpably fraudulent. I'm not referring to the election. I'm referring to the way it's being implemented with the figurehead, doddering, hulk of a moron pretending to be the president, while behind the scenes he's being manipulated, really cruelly and shamelessly, although he deserves it fully, Walsh continued. Walsh concluded by describing linking the undermining of masculinity among American men and mask-wearing mandates decreed by authorities, ostensibly to reduce coronavirus transmission. To react to coronavirus as if it were the Black Plague, and there were bodies in the streets, and if you breathe on somebody, you are in danger. I've had a few run-ins with Karens myself, and they just start screaming at you on the street, Walsh stated. The fact that the men just put up with it is another sign of the feminization of the country. Breitbart News Daily broadcasts live on SiriusXM Patriot 125 weekdays from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.